Page 102. Exercise 2.
Hard and soft job skills. Sam Sarawang has been working as an automotive technician at George's Auto Repair for over 5 years. Today was a special day for Sam, a 35-year-old Thai immigrant, because he received the Employee of the Year award. According to Ed Overton, Sam's boss, Sam received the award because he's a great people person and he has superb technical skills. I even have him work on my own car. Sam has the two kinds of skills that are necessary to be successful and move up in his career: soft skills and hard skills. Soft skills are personal and social skills. Sam gets along with his coworkers. He has a strong work ethic. In 5 years, he has never been late or absent from work. Customers trust him. Hard skills, on the other hand, are the technical skills a person needs to do a job. Sam can repair cars, trucks, and motorcycles. He learned from his father, who was also a mechanic. Then he took classes and got a certificate as an auto technician. Soft and hard skills are equally important. But hard skills are easier to teach and assess than soft skills. People can learn how to use a machine and then take a test on their knowledge. However, it's harder to teach people how to be cooperative and have a good work ethic. George Griffith, the owner of George's Auto Repair, explains, "I've been working in this business for over 30 years, and most of the time when I've needed to fire someone, it was because of weak people skills, not because they didn't have technical abilities." Soft skills and good technical knowledge are a winning combination. And today, Sam Sarawang was the winner.